This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth around 33,500 crore rupees in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said the facilities and infrastructure in the national capital have been steadily strengthened and expanded. He said the projects launched today will strengthen infrastructure, improve connectivity and enhance the ease of living of people in the city.
जब भारत जैसे विशाल लोकतंत्र के बारे में सोचता है, तो अक्सर उसके मन में दिल्ली की तस्वीर आती है। दिल्ली केवल भारत की राजधानी नहीं है, ये भारत की पहचान भी है, भारत की ऊर्जा का प्रतीक भी है। इसलिए दिल्ली का विकास केवल एक शहर का विकास नहीं होता, यह पूरे देश की छवि से जुड़ा होता है।
Prime Minister said India is scripting a new chapter in women empowerment and they are playing an important role in the country's development. He said under the leadership of Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, the national capital is witnessing continued development. Mr. Modi said India's women power is moving ahead with the renewed energy in every sector and making a significant contribution to nation building. On lapses at President Draupadi Murmu's event in West Bengal, Prime Minister Modi accused the TMC government in West Bengal of insulting President Murmu. He said President Murmu had gone to West Bengal to attend a major festival of the tribal community and instead of honoring the president, the TMC boycotted the event.
Kekadivasi Rashtrapati ka gaurapan karne wali TMC ki ek gandi rajniti aur satta ka ahankar bahut hi jald chur chur ho kar rahega. Pashchim Bengal ki prabuddh janta TMC ko ek nari ke apman ke liye, ek adivasi ke apman ke liye aur desh ke mahamana rashtrapati ke apman ke liye kabhi bhi maaf nahi karega.
President Draupadi Murmu has said that when women are given opportunities and support, they can achieve excellence in every field. Addressing a national-level celebration on the occasion of International Women's Day in New Delhi today, the president said that women have taken the lead in all spheres, be it entrepreneurship or corporate wealth. President Draupadi Murmu said India is rapidly moving towards women-led development and women's participation in the workforce has increased. She highlighted that the schemes like Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao, PM Mudra Yojana and Mission Shakti have led to the empowerment of women. Israel renewed its assault on southern Lebanon early today, including targeting commanders of the Lebanese branch of Iran's Revolutionary Guards Quds Force. The latest strikes in Lebanon followed an Israeli attack yesterday on an oil storage facility in Tehran. Israeli airstrikes killed 8 people in southern Lebanon, the Lebanese health ministry said, and local media reported that an Israeli drone hit a hotel in Beirut, killing 4. The deaths came on top of at least 47 killed in Israeli strikes. Meanwhile, US President Trump threatened that Iran would be hit hard and more areas and groups of people would become targets. He firmly denied any chance of a settlement at this stage. In the All England Open Badminton Championships, Indian star shuttler Lakshya Sen faces Lin Chun-yi of Chinese Taipei in a historic men's singles final in Birmingham at 5 this evening. This is a pivotal opportunity for Sen to script history. A victory will end India's 25-year wait for the prestigious title, making him only the third Indian to achieve the feat after Prakash Padukone in 1980 and Pulela Gopichand in 2001. Having finished as runners-up in 2022, this is Lakshya's second shot at the crown. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, defending champions India will lock horns with New Zealand in the summit clash at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad today. The match will start at 7 in the evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.